Well now it is indeed once again a pleasure to be back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment once again to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, once again, we would remind you that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And you have an opportunity in this energy that you have created to enter into an altered state of consciousness, what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, participate in that transference of information, in that telepathic exchange of information. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent than the information that we attempt to express to each of you. And so we would absolutely suggest that you take advantage of that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in a reality that is an illusion, particularly the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's not to suggest once again that it's insignificant, but nonetheless, it's an illusion. If you're attempting to influence your reality consciously, it's a great benefit to accept that it's an illusionary reality. And consequently, not only is it possible for you to alter and to change it, but you do so on a regular basis. So this illusionary reality that you experience, once again, is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And we suggested that there are a combination of beliefs and belief systems, and we've broken it down into three categories. You have your human consciousness belief systems, for example, your belief in time and space, which are illusionary. They don't really exist. And then you have your societal belief systems, which influence your reality, once again, in a combination with your personal individual belief systems and your human consciousness belief systems. And you, as a society, are currently experiencing circumstances that are a validation of your combination of the societal and individual belief systems. And then you have your personal belief systems. Now, this reality that you are experiencing, once again, is an illusion. Very difficult for you to sustain. In fact, we would challenge each of you to continue to sustain it indefinitely, and you absolutely understand that that's not possible. You understand that at some time you will alter your consciousness. You will enter into a meditative state or into a dream state or a sleep state. At some level, you will not be aware of your awakened consciousness mind, if you wish. This reality, this awake consciousness experience, is very difficult for you to sustain. It requires a tremendous amount of energy. And ironically, once again, it is the most illusionary reality. And so these beliefs that you hold, these belief systems, the human consciousness belief system, this beliefs that it's very difficult for you to step outside of, you agree as a human consciousness to put in place and to sustain, to perpetuate if you wish, and difficult once again to step outside of those human consciousness belief systems. Not impossible, but very difficult. and then you have the societal belief systems. Easier for you to step outside of, but still very difficult to exist in a society and to completely ignore the societal rules. You put those beliefs and belief systems in place in order to function in this illusionary reality in some manner that you can assume as being acceptable. And then you have the personal belief systems. The personal belief systems. Perhaps some of the most difficult for you to understand, and yet the easiest for you to alter within reason. You see, in your so-called past, what you believe as your history, you existed in realities that were, in many instances, almost completely controlled by beliefs that you created in your altered states of consciousness. You were involved in so-called lifetimes where you put in place beliefs and belief systems in your altered state of consciousness that we refer to as your between incarnational state. And in that between incarnational state, you agreed to enter into realities and situations that would be very difficult for you to alter or to control or to influence consciously. Once again, it's your choice to be involved in those circumstances. And it's your choice to be involved for the opportunity for you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in absolute control of the reality that you're experiencing. And so in your so-called past, in your so-called other incarnational periods, in your other lifetimes, you put in place these beliefs and belief systems in your altered states of consciousness, in your so-called between incarnational state of consciousness. It's also much more difficult for you to understand that that state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, the state of consciousness that you assume when you in your so-called illusionary reality in your consciousness state would suggest that you die, that you alter your consciousness and you no longer exist in this particular incarnational period. That's an illusion as well, but we'll get into that at a different time. You see, once again, there is no such thing as time and space. It's simply your belief that there is time and space. And so in this altered state of consciousness, when you enter in the between incarnational state, you simply alter your consciousness one step beyond what we would refer to as the deep dream state. And in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you continue to experience realities. And depending on how strong you held certain beliefs and realities in this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your meditative state, for example, that you might believe that there are certain experiences that are available to you when you die, when you enter that into that between incarnational state of consciousness. And consequently, you have the opportunity to experience those realities. For example, many of you believe that you will experience some type of an existence that is what you might refer to as absolutely perfect. Some might refer to as a heavenly experience. And you have imagined that in your meditative state, and you've held it as a belief, and you expect to experience it. And so when you die, when you enter into that in-between incarnational state, you have the opportunity to experience it. You see, you create that reality in all levels of consciousness as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It doesn't just disappear because you alter your consciousness. And so you're in that between incarnational state and you're experiencing this reality. Only in that in between incarnational state, this so-called veil, this energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, is as thin as it's possibly going to be while you remain within this incarnational state or within this particular vibrational level. And so you die and you enter into this so-called heavenly experience. Or you have whatever other type of experience it is that you believe that you're going to experience. You, and once again, to utilize your belief in time and space, you experience that reality for a period of time until it begins to dawn on you, until you begin to realize that as you change your thought process, and as you change your thoughts and feelings, and as you change your particular attitudes towards your beliefs and what it is that you're experiencing, you begin to realize that you can alter that reality. And you begin to realize that you can change it, that you can have whatever it is that you desire in that reality. And you begin to choose, if you wish, whether or not you remain in this particular incarnational period, in this particular vibrational level, to continue experiencing all of the other incarnational periods that you're experiencing in the now, in this vibrational level, or you choose to leave this vibrational level. Should you choose to continue, it's in that altered state of consciousness, particularly in what you like to refer to as your so-called past history, that you put in place the beliefs and the belief systems and the choices and the decisions, and you interact with other entities who are interacting with you in a level of consciousness that's not their awakened consciousness state, but in altered states of consciousness, and you agree to participate. You agree to be involved in these realities. Some of them, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as very negative types of experiences. But nonetheless, your choice. Your choice. It's important to understand that it's your choice, because you see, if it's not your choice, then you don't have the capacity to alter those realities. If you don't accept that you're responsible for the reality that you experience, then it's very difficult for you to accept that you have the capacity to alter it. If you believe that there are some other entities or some other unknown energy or influence of others that's creating your reality and there's nothing you can do about it, then it's very difficult, once again, to believe that you can change your beliefs and consequently change your reality. And so in these so-called past history, incarnational periods, you put in place these sometimes very difficult beliefs for you to alter in your awakened consciousness state. And you experienced what you might refer to as some very traumatic experiences. That once you were in that awakened consciousness state, in that reality, very difficult for you to alter. And so you existed what you might in your awakened consciousness state refer to as a state that's beyond your control, a state that you might suggest is controlled by fate as opposed to controlled by your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings. What do you believe? And so you went through these various periods in your so-called past, in other incarnational periods, experiencing realities where the beliefs and belief systems, for the most part, were chosen and maintained in your altered states of consciousness. And it was very difficult for you to alter in your awakened consciousness states. And so you went through what we have referred to as Atlantean periods and post-Atlantean periods and various other periods where it was once again realities that were, for the most part, influenced by beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness, and in some instances, in particular, in your between incarnational states of consciousness, when you were absolutely completely aware that the choices and decisions that you were making were going to result in an experience that would be difficult for you to alter. But it seemed like an exciting experience that you wanted to have for the purposes of experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness, Dad. And so you, for once again, lack of a better explanation, evolved through a process of time where you entered into a state as a human consciousness where you had actually decided to end this vibrational level, to eliminate the veil, to understand who and what you truly are, to leave this vibrational level, or at least, once again, to alter it so that it is not a reality that you're not aware of your creation of. You had put in place that choice as a human consciousness and as individuals in your altered states of consciousness. And then, as a human consciousness, you decided that perhaps it might be more interesting if you simply altered this level of ability to influence your reality from a conscious state. And so here, in your so-called past history, in your year of 1987, you began the process of altering the energy that you utilized to create this reality. And you, once again, developed that, your belief in time and space, your belief in evolution. You put in place a time limit of 25 years for you to accomplish that transference of that energy, and you completed it in your so-called year of 2012. Now, ironically, you could have completed that transference instantaneously, and in fact did instantaneously. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you experience this belief in time and space and the passage of time and space that's necessary. Because you see, if there's time and space involved, then it becomes more legitimate, becomes more real, becomes more seemingly beyond your capacity to control in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so, you altered this reality. You altered this illusionary reality, you altered this vibrational level in the energy that you utilize in this vibrational level to create your reality. However, you still put in place, in your altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, your personal beliefs and belief systems to a great extent. And so, while it's very simple to say this reality is a reflection of the belief you hold, the difficulty comes from understanding what the beliefs are that you hold. Do you truly believe that you create your reality? Do you truly believe that this reality is an illusion? Do you truly believe that you have the capacity to consciously alter your reality? You see, to simply suggest that you would like to believe something does not allow you to consciously have the capacity to influence that reality. Once again, the irony of it is that regardless of whether you accept and understand it in your awakened consciousness state, at some level of your consciousness, you absolutely understand it. At some level of your consciousness, you're absolutely aware of what beliefs you hold that are responsible for the reality that you experience. And once again, many of those beliefs are put in place in your so-called between incarnational state, in that state of consciousness where you begin to understand that it's an illusion and you can alter it easily by altering beliefs, by altering what it is that you desire. And so in that between incarnational state, once again, you put in place these beliefs that are so difficult for you to understand in your awakened consciousness state. And many of them are contained within the very cells of your physical being, contained within your DNA, if you wish. And they are contained as potential possibilities or probabilities. You see, this consciousness that you are and that you seem to experience in your so-called mental state is a consciousness that exists in each and every cell of your entire being. It becomes difficult to grasp that concept that each cell contains your consciousness, that each cell is aware of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. It becomes more readily available for you to understand if you can accept that it's an illusion. It's not real. You exist not only in each and every cell of your entire being. The energy that you are exists in each and every atom of the entire universe. And there are no limitations. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And so, you exist consciously. This spark of consciousness that you are exists within each and every cell of your entire being, not just in your so-called mental state. And so you have put in place in this between incarnational state these choices, these decisions, these beliefs and belief systems of what you may or may not experience in a particular incarnational period. And then you enter into that incarnational period and you begin to make the choices and decisions. You hold the thoughts and feelings that influence the attitudes and the belief systems. And they actually influence the energy that you are and the energy that surrounds your DNA. And you activate or deactivate these potential beliefs and belief systems that you have put in place. You make the choice. There's not some other entity making the choice. You make the choice. You exist in this reality, in this vibrational level, by choice. You're not put here because some individual or entity decided that you had to go through some type of a learning process, or you had to somehow become more advanced or to become enlightened, if you wish to utilize that term. You were put here by choice, your choice. And you remain here by choice, by your choice, in this vibrational level. You see, for you to choose to terminate this particular incarnational period does not necessarily mean you're leaving this incarnational or this particular vibrational level. It means you're ending this illusionary incarnational period. But you still exist within this vibrational level. You can choose to leave this vibrational level, but that's your choice. You're not here because some entity suggests that you have to once again learn certain lessons or somehow become more advanced. Absolutely not. Now, you can have that if you wish, but it's important to understand that that's your choice. If you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing your reality, you can have that too. But again, it's important to understand that that's your choice. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that too. But again, it's important to understand that that's your choice. That's not the choice of some other individual. That's not someone taking something away from you. That's your choice to have that experience. And you will create all types of realities that validate your choices and your beliefs and your belief systems based upon what do you believe, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your choices and decisions, your beliefs and your attitudes. What do you desire? What do you expect to bring into your reality? It's an illusion. It's an illusion in which you not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. For those individuals who choose to believe that their reality is a very negative reality in your awakened consciousness state, you can have that. But understand, at the level from which you create this reality, from that spark of consciousness that you are, from that position of absolute unconditional love, there is no such thing as judgment on whether it's a negative or positive reality. It gives to you that which you desire. And if you hold so-called negative thoughts in your conscious state, particularly in this new age and new energy, then you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. If you choose to be involved in some type of a abusive relationship, that's your choice. It's not right or wrong. It's not someone suggesting or making you be involved in those particular types of relationships. It's your choice, based upon your choices, based upon your beliefs, based upon your expectations. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Change your belief and you change your reality. Now we understand, once again, and we have just been trying to suggest to you the difficulty many times in getting a grasp of what those beliefs are. To quote, one would suggest that, there's the rub. What do you believe? Once again, many of those beliefs, even some what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being negative or positive beliefs and belief systems, you put in place in your altered states of consciousness. And so it would make sense that if you wish to discover what those beliefs are, that the best available technique for you is to alter your consciousness with the intent of determining what beliefs and belief systems that you are participating and holding are responsible for the reality that you experience so that you can change them. Not just change them in your mental stat, but change them throughout every cell that exists in your entire being. Change the consciousness that exists within your DNA. And you can best do that in an altered state of consciousness. While you have in this new age and new energy put in place the capacity to influence your reality consciously, nonetheless, many of your beliefs are put in place in that between incarnational state, in that altered state of consciousness that's very difficult for you to achieve. But it's not impossible for you to alter your consciousness, to go into a meditative state with the intent of discovering, bringing into your awareness what your beliefs and belief systems are that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing so that you can change them, so that you can change those beliefs. Again, this statement is quite simple. Change your belief, change your reality. It's really that simple. It's not complicated at all. No, it's the process, the technique that you utilize. That's the part that's complicated for you to understand in your awakened consciousness state. And it's difficult for you to understand because you choose to make it difficult, because you put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously, because it gives you the capacity then to begin to have the expectation that you can go inside and you can discover what your beliefs and belief systems are, and you can alter them, and consequently you can alter the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Or conversely, you can strengthen your beliefs and belief systems to enhance the reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement, and yet it is the key. Once again, when you choose to believe that there are outside influences that are controlling and influencing your reality, it becomes very difficult for you to believe as well that you have control, that you have the power to influence those so-called outside realities that are influencing your reality. If you believe that there are certain physical circumstances that are having an impact on your reality, then alter them. Change the belief, you change the reality. It seems like such a simple statement, and yet it is the key, not only to changing your reality, but to continue to influence the reality that you desire. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Those beliefs are contained within each and every cell of your entire being, of your consciousness. Your consciousness does not just exist in your mental state. Your consciousness exists. And this becomes difficult for you to grasp in each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. If you can accept that it's an illusion, if you can begin to hold that belief, then you can begin to change it. Then you can begin to influence it. What do you believe? Do you believe that there are all types of methods and techniques that you must employ? Then you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. Do you believe that you have guides and angels that are controlling and manipulating your reality? Then you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. Do you believe that it's beyond your capacity to control your reality? Then you can have that as well. It's not a right or wrong. The spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire and validates the belief you hold. You can have that. If you choose to believe that you are in absolute control of your reality, that you can begin to grasp what your beliefs and belief systems are so that you can change it. If you wish to believe that it's possible to go with inside and connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, it's possible for you to alter your consciousness by meditation and getting into that level of consciousness where you get glimpses and you pay attention to the glimpses of what your beliefs are and you have the capacity to change them, you can have that as well. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? We have suggested many times that there are about three things that you cannot alter. Consider that statement. There are about three things that you cannot alter. That means everything else is within your capacity to alter. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination, with the exception of three things. And one is, number one, you create your reality. You can't change that. You can hide from it, in fact, go to great lengths to hide from it, but you can't change it. It's a reality. There are no other entities influencing and creating your reality other than you give them the capacity and the opportunity to do so. To validate your belief systems, you create your reality. Absolutely, completely. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what you are. Now, you can choose to believe that there are other entities who are superior to you, and you will create all types of realities to validate that belief. But the key to that statement is you will create all types of experiences to validate the beliefs that you hold. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You didn't enter into this vibrational level because you were forced to go through some type of learning or expanding of your consciousness state or your spirituality. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You choose to hide from it, but you are not separated. It's not something you have to search for, unless you wish to believe that. And then you can create the realities to have those experiences so that you can experience the ranges of emotions and feelings that accompany those types of experiences. But it's not necessary. It's your choice. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You create your reality. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an entire illusion, a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs. And the only limitation to your reality creation process is your imagination. It's an illusion. The only real reality that continues to grow and to exist is when you become completely aware of the absolute unconditional love that you are, and that particular understanding, that expansion of unconditional love, continues to grow, to create, to be all that is. Now, once again, we would like to suggest to each of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by our vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.